coming for the sermon from the German.
Now, no, God, contrary to popular belief, coming out next is the Reckless Deer Hunters.
Your intellectual illumination and your post-grand pontification. Let me introduce the Howlingly Holy, Papa Joe, Mama. Give it up! Papa Joe! Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Like a good little boy you have. Hello, friends. And you know, I do have to take a moment here to thank the Reverend Ivan Stay for his kind little remarks. But that is what they were. Kind little remarks. Remarks of tolerance and understanding. Well, if that isn't just like an evangelical. Always trying to water down the hate. Well, the best I can figure, friends, is that maybe life is good for Ivan. So good that perhaps he's not in as much a hurry as the rest of us might be for the end times! Because where I come from, you don't go to war by extending the hand of friendship. So, if you don't mind, tonight I will present what I will refer to as an alternative view. A little ditty I call the Exus Men. The Exus Men. Because Ivan is certainly not the only one who promotes a little bit of acceptance of the other side. We've seen a lot of this lately, and we're going to see a lot more. Because as we've observed many times before, the closer Judgment Day gets, the more desperate Hollywood becomes in producing pro-conspiracy propaganda. I'm sure most of you have seen their latest effort in this regard. The blockbuster movie disguised as a superhero film, but really about superior mutants. I refer, of course, to X-Men the movie. Let's have a show of hands. How many people have seen it? Excellent. This mainstream teenage target audience action adventure film is, in fact, the most insidious and evil anti-subgenius production ever made. It's subtext. And I do mean subtext. Is dripping with hatred and spite directed at us and everything Bob Dobbs stands for. His message is simple. Be a good little subgenius and betray your fellow mutants and help protect the normals. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, the plot boils down to this. In the very near future, a very small percentage of people are born superior mutants with special powers that the normals do not possess. Sound familiar? The government, read conspiracy, decides to register and segregate the mutants, i.e. subgeniuses, from the rest of the pink population. Now, one super mutant named Magneto, who also happens to be the survivor of a little difficult time that many of us refer to as Hitler's Holocaust, says, screw this crap! I'm not gonna let these puny little pigs push us around, treat us like cattle, and force us into slave labor camps. Hell no! We're going to fight their system! We're gonna unite other mutants, and we're gonna do unto them as they would do unto us! Do I hear a French bomb? Oh, only we're not going to feely fart around. We're gonna cut straight to the chase! And we're going to put these bastards straight out of their misery! Now, if the film had continued on that track, it could have been one of Hollywood's finest films. But no. No! Like with everything else, the conspiracy's tentacles had to slither into the mess and muck it all up! So what do we have now?
Huh.
Instead,
We have a plot where a small minority of... Let's rearrange that. Instead of having a small minority of some genius mutants rising up like a phoenix, combining their secret powers and blasting humanity off the face of the planet, instead the movie suddenly shifts from a prophecy picture into outright propaganda in a feel-good, let's-all-get-along story. Hey, get a load of this. The humans actually win! And the mutants actually lose! I mean, is that bullshit or what?
Yeah, bullshit!
Bullshit!
And how does this blasphemous outcome actually occur, dear friends? Why, the only way it could. By having half the mutants sell out their brethren and actually fight to protect the humans! Why did they sell the mutants?
Yay!
Blasphemy!
Traitor!
Traitor!
Oh! Oh, this is the best part. In true Hollywood form, these mutant traitors are depicted as the heroes of the film! They're even the namesake of the film, the illustrious X-Men, which I guess is supposed to have something to do with the X-Men or something, I don't know. Now, I can guess what some of you out there are thinking. You're probably thinking to yourself, chill out, Papa Joe. It's just a movie. Ho ho! Oh, oh, but I must disagree, dear friends. I must disagree. It is not just a movie. It's an entire series of comic books. And who are those comic books directed towards, friends?
Kids!
Kids and children, you're damn fucking right. And you want to know why? Because the conspiracy knows, just as Hitler did, that if you brainwash the children, you brainwash the next generation of parents, my friends. So now you're probably out there thinking, oh, okay, so what? You know, comic books, it's still a fantasy. I mean, it's never going to happen in real life. Once again, I must kindly, but in a firm voice, disagree. It is not just a fantasy film that will never happen in real life, dear friends. It is the reality that has already happened. For I would submit the following. I suspect it is the main reason that 1998 came and went without so much as a single human sacrifice. Just take a step back and examine the facts, dear friends. Only half our humble little church is ready to roll up their sleeves and kill for Bob. Oh, but the other half, those evangelicals, they just want to procrastinate and poo-poo the entire proposition because, and I quote, it ain't their style. Meanwhile, the conspiracy thrives and multiplies all around us as we bicker and feud. And it's all because of disagreement and division. Now me, I say it's time to poop or get off the potty, friends. If we're ever going to see the end times in this millennia or the new age, we're going to have to unite on a common plan and decide if we're going to fight one another or help one another fight the conspiracy. Do I hear a praise ball?
Praise
ball! Now me, I know what side I'm on. I'm a Magneto man, okay? And I urge you to be the same. The future of humanity is in our hands, our fists! You can either join us on our crusade to vanquish the normals, or you can help them do their best to destroy us instead. Either way, it's time to choose sides. Or else, I fear, this nightmarish movie that some of us call life may become more like that horrible, disgusting, unbearable Disney flick called The NeverEnding Story! And I know none of us want that to happen. So let us come together tonight, dear friends, and dedicate ourselves to making a new movie. A sequel to X-Men. Only our movie will be more of a documentary. And the title will be a little different. We'll call it X-Humanity.
Hey, boys and boys!
Yeah! And it'll be coming soon to a planet near you. Only this time, it'll be rated X for extermination.
Yeah!
Lights! action, and pray!